You're listening to Amim Chazer with the Nilay Zerim Maseches Yoma Daf Dalid Amid Aleph, and we're going to start at the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis. Just a quick Zichru review. I don't think I even mentioned the Simon for Gimel, but for Beis, so Beis is a bias, it's a house, and remember it was a stone house that a Kohen was in, which is, right, the sequestering. It might be different from quarantining, because I think quarantining has implications of disease, I'm not sure, but maybe you would probably be more of an expert than I. In that matter. Anyway, and it's a stone house, which reminds us of the Lishkas Beis HaEvan. There's specifically a stone house where the Kohen Gadol was separated for that time. And next, there was, for Daf Gimel, the Siman is a Gamal. There was a camel. There were a few different points, but one of them was we're trying to find the reason that the word Lichaper in the Pasuk by the Miluim, Lichaper, is to include the kapara of Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? What about any other korbanos that are brought for kapara? And we gave different reasons. And I think as a Ravina gives a pshat. You know what's special about Yom Kippur? That's unique to the Miluim and Yom Kippur is that it's done by the Kohen Gadol. By the Miluim was the Kohen Gadol who did everything, and over Yom Kippur it's also the Kohen Gadol does the avoda. And then there's also a possibility that it's the first avoda done there. The first avoda done on the outer mizbeach was by the Miluim, and the first time the avoda was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on Yom Kippur. So it's either the first time for an avoda or it's the avoda is by the Kohen Gadol. But those are two possibilities of what Ravina says is unique about Yom Kippur. So anyway, the Siman is going to be a camel, but a Kohen Gadol riding on a camel going up the Mizbeach for the first time doing the Avoda. So Kohen Gadol riding the camel up the Mizbeach for the first time the Avoda, which reminds us that on Daf Gimel, we're going to have it's unique that the Kohen Gadol does the Avoda, or it's the first time the Avoda is done in that particular place. So that's Beis, that's Gimel, and now let's do Dalet. The Siman is going to be a door. I'm not even sure what the Siman is, what the rest of the Siman is, so we'll see tonight. Let's take it from Gimel with Beis, lines at the bottom. So we quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan on whether we darshin lasos lechaper, that it's two things. Lasos is the paraduma, lechaper is Yom Kippur, that both of them require sequestering the prisha of the coin / coin gadol. And another opinion that no, the way Rabbi Yochanan learns it, only lechaper. And the paraduma is just a maila ba'alamo. That's a rabbinical institution that was applied to Parah Aduma, but the Torah only mentions one. So now we're going to go to Amar Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan. Now it's worth noting that you see by the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there's a little bit of a girsa change that could have Reish Lakish instead. You see, like brackets and a little by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's name. There, by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's name, there's a girsa change. A different girsa has it of Reish Lakish. But it makes more sense based on Reish Lakish over here that it's probably not Reish Lakish over that it's probably Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's probably the correct year, so not Reish Lakish based on Reish Lakish. What he's going to say over here. So Amar Lei Reish Lakish the Rebbe. That's and the first word in the next line is Yochanan. You got it? Amar Reish Lakish the Rebbe Yochanan. Mehechal kol yalaftala. Where do you learn it out, Rabbi Yochanan? That meaning where do you learn out that the prisha of the Kohen Gadol happens on Yom Kippur, miluim. You learn that from the miluim, correct? Imam miluim, kol kesuv behen, ma'akev behen. Afachanami, kol kesuv behen, ma'akev behen. So if your primary source for this is the miluim, well, the prisha by miluim was ma'akev. Meaning, if you didn't have the prisha, the avoda by the miluim wouldn't have worked. It was absolutely required. Therefore, if you're going to derive Yom Kippur from there, that means the prisha is ma'akev. If you do not have the prisha, then the avoda would be puzzle. And if you would tell me, Rabbi Yochanan, that yes, I learned it from Miluim, and therefore you're right. It's absolutely ma'akev. It's absolutely required, the prisha by the Yom Kippur avoda. We learned in the Mishnah. Umaskinan lo kohen acher, that we establish for him, we institute for him a backup kohen just instead, just in case. V'lo ketani mafrishin, it says that we set him up. We institute, we establish. Not that we separate him. There should be a second guy in the chamber. He should have a roommate for the week, right? There should be two Kohanim. Come on, right, the Kohen Gadol and the backup should be both separated. But we don't say Mafreshin, we say Maskinin. V'chi Tema, and if you're going to tell me, my Maskinin, Mafreshin, Mafreshin, if you're going to tell me, so what did we mean by Maskinin? We meant Mafreshin, that's what it means. To institute a backup, it means that we separate him. So then, listen, in that case, let us learn, oh, Edivi Edi Maskinin, oh, Edivi Edi Mafreshin. So we should. If maskinin means mafreshin, then that's the term that the Mishnah should use, or both. It should say maskinin the Kohen Gadol and maskinin a backup, or mafreshin the Kohen Gadol and also mafreshin a backup. So using these two terms seems to indicate that when we have the backup Kohen Gadol, he didn't necessarily do prisha, and the Kohen Gadol and the avoda is still good. Therefore, learning Kohen Gadol from the miluim doesn't seem to make sense based on our Mishnah. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, Elamar mehecha yalefla. Okay, so no, what are you trying to say? Where do you get it from? Amar, he said, Mi Sinai. Got it from Sinai. Not that it's a halacha l'moshe from Sinai. That literally from Har Sinai, diksiv, because the pasuk says, Vayishkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai v'chaseyu ha'anon sheshes yamim v'ikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. Says that the honor of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it or him for 6 days, and Hashem called, and he called to Moshe on the seventh day. Michti, k'siv v'yikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi. It says that he called Moshe on the seventh day. My sheshes yamim ze bana av shakol. So my sheshem. What are these 6 days before then? Bana av. It's a binyan av. Meaning it's the like a paradigm, like a prototype. Shekol nichnas b'machane shchina ton prishas shisha. Anybody who's going to enter the camp of the shchina, which is in our terms the mikdash, meaning in non midbar terms, ton prishas shisha. You need 6 days of being separated. Okay, the obvious problem. B'ha anan shiva, right? But we learned in our Mishnah 7. Not 6. So Masnis and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he... Right, now, but our mission is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Dechayish le Tumas Beso, who's concerned about Tumas Beso, that what Tuma are we concerned about the Kohen getting? Tumas Beso, Rashi says, Shema yimizakik le'ishto v'teradam b'shas bia, that if his wife, while they're together, is a nida, turns out she's a nida, nimsa tame shivas yamim, he would actually be tummy for 7 days, and that's so. It's not just a stam tuma that we're concerned about. We're concerned about this type of tuma, which is going to be 7 days, and therefore, yeah, the pasuk says 6, but in accordance with the Rebbe Yehuda Sarah, we make it 7. Which kind of then begs the question: hold on, if that's what we're concerned about, then what are you talking about pasuk? What are you talking about Sinai? Just say I'm concerned for the set for a 7 day tuma. That right? So I think many Rishon addressed this. The Ritva. I think there's a couple of answers I saw brought down. Shame the Ritva. One is that once we already have six that according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, once we already have 6 days, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, okay, let's add a 7. Meaning, like 6 days are biblical, and then we add on a 7th because once we're already 6, let's do 7, so we can also be just to make sure that Tumas Beso is not an issue. And our Mishnah reflects that. However, there might be some other Shita out there somewhere who's not concerned about Tumas Beso like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and he would just say 6 based on Sinai alone. That's one of the answers the Ritva gives this. Okay. Anyway, Amarli Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish. B'shalma l'didi makes sense to me. Did Alfina mimiluim that I learned out from miluim? Why Hainu? Because this is Detanya that we learned to the Brisa. Zev zev mazina love kol shiva mikol chaatos shayusham. That we have a Brisa that says that they would sprinkle every one of the 7 days from all of the chataos there. The chataos there refers to the ashes of the paraduma that they had mixed from all the paros adumos. So they had the ashes. So they would sprinkle every day for zev zev meaning Paraduma and Paraduma, or maybe sorry. No, both. Right, Rashi says, "Koin to Yom Kippurim, but koin to Para." Dehavai nami hazab miluim, because there's also hazab by miluim. There's also sprinkling by the miluim. Eludidach dielaf misinai, but you learn that from Sinai. Hazab Sinai mihavai. Was there sprinkling by Har Sinai? So why are we doing the sprinkling? Amar le. So Rabbi Shlakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan. Latamech minicha bimiluim. But is it really so smooth learning this out from the miluim? Dam, is there a minicha bimiluim? Dam hachamayim. By the miluim, they sprinkled blood on the kohanim. Over here, it's water with the ashes of the paraduma, so it's not the same type of sprinkling. Holo kasha says, what the Gemara says for Rabbi Yochanan. Detani Rabbi Chia nichnasu mayim tachas dam. Because we have a brisa, we're going to quote this brisa later on, that the water entered the place of the dam. So, yes, it's a different liquid technically, but there's a tradition that it took the water took the place of the dam. So it's really the same inyan. But now going back. So Eladidach hasa b'Sinai mihave. Is there really sprinkling by Sinai? Rish Lakish. Amar le, Rish Lakish would say to you, Maila ba'alma. It's just a Maila. It's not a biblical requirement. It's not a biblical requirement to sprinkle by the every day of the 7 days of Prisha for the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen by Paraduma. It's just a Maila that we did in general, and therefore we learn it from Sinai. And yes, there was no sprinkling by Sinai, but that was an add-on. The main thing to learn from Sinai, says Rish Lakish, is the Prisha, and that we do learn from there, says Rish Lakish. So those are their sides. It happens to be, Tosas over here addresses that there is sprinkling mentioned by Har Sinai. There was sprinkling of blood. Moshe like split the blood and then part of sprinkle the nation, part of the Mizbeach. But it seems that was more, I think one of the things we're here is that was more of a, it wasn't a sprinkling of purification, but rather of symbolizing covenant. Right, that was the whole point. It was the blood, and the two sides of the blood, part of the Mizbeach for like Hashem's peace, Kaviyachal, and the other part, like what I spoke about on Shabbos, of Hemarta, Hemiracha, we have, Ani Ladoni, Vidoni Li, this reciprocal relationship, so here as well. Okay, so now we gave the two sides, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavasei de Reish Lakish. There's a price that's used to support each side. Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan, Bizos Yavo Aaron Ela Kodesh. With this, Aaron will come to the Kodesh. This is the pasuk in the beginning of Achrimos. So, Bamesh Amor Be'inyan. With what is this Inyan? What Inyan is it talking about? Mahi, what is it? With that which was said in the Inyan, Maihi, what is it? What is this Bezos? Be'inyan to Biluin. Well, because the previous pasuk says, Achre Mos, it speaks Achre Mos, after the death of Nadav and Avihu, the sons of Aaron, which took place during the Miluim, right? It was the Yom HaShmini of the Miluim. So now when we say, Bezos, with this he comes. It means, what does it mean with this? With something from the Miluim, from something that took place from the day of Acharei Mos, from the day that Nadav and Avihu died, something from that day, a quality of that day, is going to be taken with him. Let me also clarify, in Acharei Mos, that's what we learn about Yom Kippur. This is the Kriyas HaTorah for Yom Kippur. I'm going to read it in less than a month already. So it's about to introduce the avoda of Yom Kippur, and it says Bizos Yavo Aaron, following a pasuk that speaks about Nadav and Avihu dying during the Yimei Miluim. So must be that Bizos means it's a quality of the Miluim that's going to be taken for future avodas of Yom Kippur. Aha. That's now we're getting somewhere. Binyam Dimiluim Aaron or Binyam Dimiluim Aaron Dimiluim Aaron Perish Shiva. The Shemesh Yom Echad, what happened there? So Aaron separated for 7 days, and then he served for 1 day. Umoshe Masarlo Kol Shiva. Kedei Lechancha Bavoda, and Moshe would give it over the Masorah to him for all 7 days in order to be Mechanechim, to give him some good chinuch for how to do the Avoda. The Afladoros, and that's what happened by the Miluyim, and Afladoros, the Zosiv Aaron. The Afladoros, Kohen Gadol, Poresh, Shiva, Meshamesh Yom Echad, that's going to happen in future generations, is going to sit there for 7 days and serve on one day Yom Kippur. Vishnei Tamidei Chachamim, Mitamid of Shamoshe, and you're also going to have two Tamidei Chachamim to be there, who are Tamidim of Moshe, Lafuke Tzdukin, to the exclusion of the Tzdukin, Moser-in-law, Kol Shiva, Kedei Lechancha, Bavoda, that they would spend 7 days, you'd have two Tamidei Chachamim, spend 7 days educating and instructing the Kohen Gadol to do the Avoda. But they had to be Tamidim of whom? Whom they have to be Tamidim of? Bryce says, Tamidim Shel Moshe. It must be Tamidim of Moshe. In future generations, it means, I'm going to use the term traditional Jews, but by traditional Jews we mean that's right. We mean keeping to the Bali Masorah. Because the Tzdukim, they inverted the order that they would do, Rashi says over here, Lafuke Tzdukim, Shahayu Mishanin Avodas Ketoris Yom Kippur Kedulkam Votzilo Shahayu Nosna Ketoris Ala Ish Bechutz V'Afrikach Machnisin. They would do the Ketoris on the Mizbech Ketoris where it usually is, and then enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. While we know that the Ketoris on special on Yom Kippur was done on a pan on the floor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we would have two Tamidei Chachamim who were from, who are Bali Mesora, who are Tamidev Shel Moshe, doing what Moshe did to Aaron for 7 days, they would do to the future Kohen Gadol for 7 days. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Shivas Yam Kodim Kibur Mafrishan Kohen Gadol Mebeso Lishkas Parhedrin, as we said in our Mishnah. Ukishem Mafrishan Kohen Gadol, Kach Mafrishan Kohen Asher Fizapara, Lishka Shapne Birat Svona Mizracha. And just like they would do this for the Kohen Gadol, also the Kohen who was served the Para would go to a Lishka, Apnei Abira, in the northeastern side, as we also mentioned right at the beginning of the Gemara here. V'echod zeh, says the Brisa, Mazin Alev Kol Shiva, Mikol Chato Shayusham. We quoted this earlier. And both of them, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Sarif HaPara, both of them were sprinkled every day for 7 days from the ashes of the Chata of the Kapara Duma that was there. V'im tomar b'miluyim dam hachamayim. And if you're going to tell me, says the Brisa, hold on, this is different. We're learning after the miluyim, but this one is dam, and that one's mayim. Amart nichnasumayim tachas dam. No, we have a tradition that the water takes the place of the dam, and that's what we were quoting earlier. V'omer, continues the Brisa, kasher asabayom hazeh tziva Hashem lasos lechaper aleichem lasos Eilu Maase Para V'chaper Eilu Maase Yom Kippurim. And the Omer, another support is that the pasuk says Lasos L'chaper. Lasos is a reference to the Para Aduma. L'chaper is a reference to the Avodah of Yom Kippur. That both of them require Prisha for the Kohen Gadol. A lot of these are like we've seen a lot of these things, these teachings from this Brisa scattered out, right? But this is all just all this is the full Brisa. So this sounds like a support for Rabbi Yochanan, because where is the source for a Kohen God for the Kohen being separated on Yom Kippur, according to this Brisa? From the Miluim. Not like Rish Lakish, who said it's from you argue at the bottom of the previous Amud.
Oh, by oh, Hartina.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So we have. So again, Rabbi Yochanan is learning from Miluim, and Rish Lakish is learning from Sinai, and now we have a Brisa that's very clearly connecting everything to Miluim. It connected it with Bezos Yavo Aaron. It connected it from Lechaper Lasos, Lasos Lechaper. Okay. But now the Gemara asks, V'hai Bezos Mibayale Legufe. The Par Ben Bakar, Lechatas Va'ayo Lola. Hold on. We can't learn this like drasha from Bezos. That what does Bezos teach us? It teaches us that there's a carryover halacha from the Miluim. No, it's the pasuk explicitly says, in this, with this, the Yavo Aaron El Kodesh, Aaron should come to the vote on Yom Kippur, and it mentions a list of karbanos, and the bezos would seem to be referring to the list of karbanos you bring. So you can't learn a drasha from bezos. Bezos has a simple understanding of the pasuk that you need. So Amri, they said in response to this challenge, Ila karban l'chudei. So if the bezos is that I mean, when it says that Aaron should come to the Kodesh with this, is referring to just the list of karbanos. So lemakra bezeh, should say it in masculine because it's referring to male karbanos, nayel apar. O be'ele, and probably more correct is with these. I guess you could say this list of animals, but it should say with these. My bezos. So why does the Torah shift from what would be more grammatically appropriate to with this? Shemat mina tarti. It's to be able to teach you both. To teach you both, first of all, the pashup shot, it means with these karbanos, and also the drasha of its carryover from the previous pasuk, which refers to the death of Nadav and Avihu, its carryover of a halacha from the miluyim, namely the prisha of the Kohen Gadol. Now Rashi over here in Chumash, Bezos, you have Aaron, so Rashi, one of them is Bezos, is Gematria, Bezos is Gematria 410. And he says it's the years of the Kohen in the first of the years of the first base of Mikdash, and it should be Bezos of Aaron, that during the first base of Mikdash all the Kohen are gonna be like Aaron, like on that level. And the second base of Mikdash was much more challenging, as we mentioned with the Tztukim over here. Since we're all about the Yom Nerayim. So we say in Usana Tokef, we say Shuva Tvila Tzaka Mavinas Ra Zera. And there are little words over those things. Where they, how do they get there? So I heard originally, I think, quoted about it from the Chidah, but I think I later saw this in Rav Monk as well. So the words right over there are kol, over tshuva, sorry, is tzom, which means fast. Over tefillah is kol, voice. And over tzedakah is mamon, money. What does that mean? So, one thing, first of all, is that the gematria of the word tzom is 136, and the gematria of the word kol is 136. The gematria of the word mamon is 136. So they're actually, they all have the same gematria if you use those words on top, which would indicate that really they're all equal paths, I guess. But also they are combined, the three of them, those three words have a gematria of 408, which is gematria zos. So when it's bizos yavo aaron kodesh on Yom Kippur, it's with this, with zos he should come. What should he come with? What does anybody come with on Yom Kippur? So those three things, tzom, kol, mamon, i.e. tshuva, tvila, and tzedakah. Very interesting. Okay. Maybe Rashi here says that. I don't think so. Okay. Anyway. So, not tarti. My vi'omer. Why did the Brisa feel the need to add the vi'omer, right? It already mentioned the bezos yavo aaron, and then it goes to the vi'omer, which includes lasos l'chaper, another way to learn the same idea. If you're going to tell, because if you would say to me, Yom Kippurim kama hu deboi prisha kida ashkechan bimiluim, if we're just going to learn from the miluim, then maybe, just like the miluim was a one-time thing, so maybe this is a one-time thing on Yom Kippur. For the first Yom Kippur, we do prisha for the Kohen Gadol 7 days, but not for all future generations. So if you would say that, avav Yom Kippurim da'alma, but all future Yom Kippurs, lo. Therefore, it comes to teach you the second way to learn it. The lasos lechaper teaches no. That clearly the context over there is ledoros for future generations. And for future generations on Yom Kippur, you should do the same thing. So just in case you were not satisfied with bezos yavo aaron, you would say that was a one time Yom Kippur thing, just like the miluim was a one time thing. So we have the command, the drasha of lasos lechaper for future generations as well. Inami, if you would also another, maybe you would say Kohen Gadol Kama Hu Debay Prisha. The miluim was the first Kohen Gadol, so it was also it's an Aaron rule, it's an Aaron a Kohen rule. But once so Aaron does it maybe every single Yom Kippur until he dies, but whoever takes over, right, when Elazar takes over as Kohen Gadol, that rule stops. You would say that. Ava Kohen Gadol Ba'alma, but all future Kohanim Gadol Lim Lo. So therefore, that's why the Bryce says the Gemara, the Bryce of Akhnit Seva Omer, a different drasha that makes it very clear that it's for future generations as well. Toshma, Kasher Asa V'chulei. Tashma Kasher Asa V'chulei. So coming here, proof, Kasher Asa V'chulei, which is the pasuk, which says, Lasas L'chaper for future generations. Okay, that was all in support of Rabbi Yochanan, who says we learn from the Miluim. However, Tanya Kavasei de Reish Lakish, there's a brisa that supports Reish Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are super early Amorayim, but we have a brisa that supports them. Moshe, all about non miniskasa, about non miniskadesh, about non kadelakaba, Torah of Israel, Bigdusha. Moshe ascended in the cloud and was covered by the cloud and was sanctified, became holy in the cloud in order to receive the Torah, the Kabbalah, in order to receive the Torah for Yisrael in holiness. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Vayishkon kvod Hashem al har Sinai, Zehoya Maisa, Achara Saras Adibro, Shahayat Chila Larbayim Yom. Rabbi Yossi Glili says that this took place after the Aseret Dibros, which was the beginning of the 40 days. Rabbi Akiva Omer Vayishkon Kvod Hashem, when it says that the honor of God, Shechina, rested, Merosh Chodesh, Vechasei Onan Lahar, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe, Vayikra Al Moshe, V'chol Yisrael, Vayikra Al Moshe. So what does Rabbi Kiva say? Moshe V'chol Yisrael Omdin. Moshe and Yisrael were already standing there. So why does he say he called to Moshe? Originally, it would sound like he called to Moshe because Moshe was separated. But then it says, but over here, Rabbi Kiva is saying, no, he wasn't separated. Moshe V'chol Yisrael Omdin. They were actually all standing there at the same time at this point. V'lo ba'chasuv ela l'chalei kvod l'Moshe. The reason Hashem gives him a specific shout-out is to give him kavod. It's not because he's telling him to come out of the anan. Rabbi Nosson Omer, lo ba kasuv ela lemarek achila v'shtia shebimeyav l'sumo kemalachei asharis. Rabbi Nosson argues and says, this is not, the reason that he was separated by the cloud for this time was not so he should be separated in sanctity, but it's so that he should be marek, emptied out of achila v'shtia, that were in his intestines. I mean, he's supposed to be like the Malachi Asharis. So even if he's, right, we know he's not eating and drinking during this 40 days, but they wanted him to be, Hashem wanted him to be empty for those 40 days. So he waited for all the food and drink that he ate to be emptied from his body. That was the 6-day waiting period. And then he ascended and was like the Malachi Asharis for that time. But which means everyone else would say, this is not a we don't learn other halachos from this. This is a one-time thing for Moshe Rabbeinu. But not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that, no, he was like, this is like a precedent for future generations. Rav Masi ben Charash Omer, lo ba kasuv ela la'ayim alav kedei shetehei tori tenes be'ema beresas ubeziyah. Rabbi Yossi ben Charash says, the reason that this happened, that Moshe was like separated, was to ayim, to create like an ema, like a dread upon him, so that the Torah should be given in a state of ema beresas ubeziyah, with like fear and quaking and shaking. Shnemar, because the pasuk says, "Ivdu es Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'rada." Right? You don't have a song with this. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Ivdu es Hashem b'yira. Did you say simcha? Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha.
Yeah,
it's a different pasuk. They didn't make a song. They didn't make a song for this one, to my knowledge. Serve God with fear. Anyway, but the pasuk says, "Serve God with fear v'gilu b'rada and rejoice in trepidation." Gemara says, "My v'gila b'rada." What does it mean to rejoice in trepidation? Amar Rav Adav Armasna, Amar Rav, b'makom gila, in a place that you have gila, sham tehei ra'ado. There you should have trepidation. But anyway, so he was separated over here because this is the giving of the Torah. They wanted it to be, Hashem wanted it to be a certain fear and intensity, so he was separated and have a cloud, cover him, surround him. But it's not necessarily for future generations, but definitely at least Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and we're going to look more at this more carefully at this tomorrow night. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili definitely seems to understand there's a prisha taking place over here that we learned from Sinai, which is a support to Reish Lakish.